Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former UW-Richland staff member and county board member died last month. Linda Gentis, 76 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. Linda believed in education as a changing opportunity for all people and dedicated much of her life to fostering these opportunities. She was an elementary school teacher in Connecticut and Illinois. In Richland Center, Linda was an outspoken advocate for the University of Wisconsin-Richland campus, acting as Director of Continuing Education from 1986 to 2004. During this time, she earned her master's degree in continuing and vocational education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1999. She inspired and organized the Love of Learning lectures, bringing both culture and practical information to members of the community from members of the community. While at UW-Richland in the 1990s, she was also the International Student Program Coordinator, nurturing and mentoring many young adults. Later in her career for 14 years, Linda took on the role of coordinator for engaging students in the first year, fostering non-traditional students in their first forays into college. Linda met her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, in 1977, and they shared 48 years together. They lived in Paris for nearly a year before moving to Wisconsin permanently in 1985 to the Mary Farm of Gotham in Lone Rock. There, Linda and Hank operated one of the first barn wedding venues in the state. Linda was deeply engaged in her community on every level. For the last 10 years, she served on the Richland County Board, chairing both the Health and Human Services Board and the UW-Richland Board, stepping down in 2024 to care for Hank. She had faith in the operations of community, of the political process, of civil discourse, and of fueling idealism with active pragmatism. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for FSIS-inspected ready-to-eat meals produced by Freshwelm containing a Food and Drug Administration-regulated ingredient, specifically spinach, that may be contaminated with listeria. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 10.1-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, with establishment number 47718 and lot code 49107, or establishment number 2937 and lot code 48840. And 10-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, unstuffed peppers, with ground turkey, with establishment number P47718 and lot codes 50069, 50073, or 50698. These items were shipped directly to consumers by HelloFresh. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that these products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. FSIS expects additional affected products to be identified and will update this public health alert as more information becomes available. Consumers should check frequently. A UTV crash leads to an arrest. Grant County Communications Center was notified of a single UTV crash with entrapment on County G near Old Blue River Road in Muscadet Township Friday night around 9. Sheriff's deputies, along with Muscadet Fire and Muscadet EMS units, were dispatched to the scene. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they learned the driver was trapped but not injured and had to be extricated from the UTV by the Muscadet Fire Department. During the investigation, it was determined that Leanne Loffenberg, 60 of Muscadet, was operating the UTV southbound on County G when she lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side into the ditch line. During the investigation, Loffenberg showed signs of impairment. As a result, Leanne Loffenberg was arrested for operating a UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, first offense. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas faced numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the sheriff's office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. The Pulling Together Tour, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be making a stop tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event is being held to help promote and discuss the book, Pulling Together, A Handbook for Community Change. The book is co-authored by Tom Moskaller and Mike Brenninger. Brenninger is from Richland Center and tells what the book is about.
It's talking about working together and getting positive things accomplished, even across or especially across ideological divides. You know, today it's the right, the left, fighting, nobody's getting much done. And this is kind of a solution to that. And the other thing is it's giving a lot of smaller communities hope, because if you just look and say, well, there's not much going on, and I don't just want to say Richland Center, I'm saying small town America is kind of experiencing this. We seem to be hollowing out, our young people are leaving, not much encouraging things happening in the community. And when it turns around and you start seeing those positive things happen, then people get excited about that. They want to see their communities thrive. And that's really the theme of the book. It's not like we've turned around thousands of places yet, but we hope that that is eventually what happens.
The event will also feature Jeff Yost, president and CEO of the Nebraska Community Foundation.
In Nebraska, he has about over 270 communities that he's working with all the time. He's set up community foundations. So there's people leaving money in these community foundations. Usually it's legacy money that is then being reinvested in the community, and they're generating all kinds of great ideas, and it's caused communities to turn around in Nebraska. It's an amazing success story. So even though we've got three times the population in Wisconsin, we still face the same kind of decline in small communities that Nebraska does. And Nebraska has been able to turn that around. So this guy is a voice that is so needed, especially in rural communities.
One topic that will be discussed focuses on youth.
How can we make a community attractive for young people to say, I am going to plant my family there? We're going to grow in that community. We're going to spend our money at the grocery store. We're going to send our kids to the schools. We are part of that community. And the amazing generation of what happens when a single family stays in a community or comes to a community is, it's not just financial. You know, they bring all their talent, their resources, their energy comes with them. And so that is one of the keys to make a community alive, is something for the youth, not only to do, but to be interested in staying or coming back and raising their family there.
Mike Brenninger hopes that the book and the event will help create ideas to help attract individuals to communities like Richland Center to help them and the community prosper.
I know people that have moved to the Richland Center area from a large city that are making a lot of money, and they're doing all their work online, or nearly all of their work online. So we are such an attractive community for somebody like that. We've got clean, healthy environment, good education, low cost of living, wonderful place to live with close to zero crime. I mean, how could they ask for anything better? So places like Richland Center are super attractive. We just need to get marketing ourselves to people that are going to be interested.
The Pulling Together event, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be held from 11 to 1 tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event, which includes a lunch, is free and open to the public. If you plan on attending, please RSVP Mick Cosgrove at mcosgrove57@gmail.com or text Mike Brenninger at 608-604-7226. You can also find more information at pulling-together.com.